I just touched down in a new place. Look at my surroundings, I'm in a cool space. Can you see me, can you hear me, I just touched down in a new place. Look at my surroundings, I'm in a cool space. Can you see me, can you hear me, every time I saw you, I saw a new face. Don't know what to call you, you're like a new race. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this?
It's the crew.
D-Reek and Hippie and Choon Choon and Spliff back to business. I tried to make it rhyme real quick. It was too many names though. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all the true nuts out there, you know what I'm saying? Peace to all the true nuts out there, you know what I'm saying? But we back at it.
Bring it back. With
Don
Coin
D. What happened?
Oh.
Peace to all the true nuts. We out here. You know what I'm saying, man? But we back at it with the Don Coin D-Reek and Hippie show. With Spliff and Choon Choon, and we are your hosts.
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's going on? Hey, hey.
Choon Choon in the building. Yo, sorry. Choon Choon in the building. I'm fucking up these Swedish fishes over here.
She said, yo, listen, man. I need some sweets today before we start.
I
got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. And this should be episode 319. And we back at it, man. How everybody feeling? Everybody looking good, feeling good, smelling good. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
That's the most important part. You know what I mean? Because if niggas be in here musty, I'll be like, yo,
must
go
die.
To my bathroom, hit the real quick.
Washing up.
How everybody feeling though? How everybody weekend? How everybody week was? We ain't recording in a couple days. You know what I'm saying? But what's good with everybody?
Everything all right, right? Everything good. Everything copacetic and all that and all that and all that.
Condolences to the family and all that.
You know, the service was nice and all that. It was Gucci, man. You feel me? I'm about to roll up. Shout out to Choon Choon. What's going on, Choon?
y'all was putting on the spot. I know y'all have, like, shit that y'all wanna...
We still got minutes in the show, though. Whoa, confessional sound crazy.
Ooh, that always sounds good.
What is your confession? Don't worry. Let me put into the. I feel like Mike Epps. Is Mike Epps? Yes. He's been on confession mode lately.
With Mike.
The whole, I should have treated my baby mamas better. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just like, all right, but I have to slip that in. But yeah, I'm good, you know. I'm feeling good. And the topic that we were talking about before, it kind of, just like
that's
it makes sense. Yo, I was just saying that today, son. I feel like the guys now. You ever watch the movie Boomerang?
Yes.
Yeah. In the scene where he like lifts up the sheet. And he's trying to see her feet look good and shit.
Oh, facts. Yeah,
like, I think that's how niggas are today. Like, let me see your feet cute, pretty, and I'ma fuck with you type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, what I'm trying to say, like, they put image as a feel like this I'ma fuck with because of her image. Not because of her morals or her characters and the motherfucking beliefs that she has. Mm-hmm. You know? So, but,
image and, like superficial things right now, too. You know what I mean? But image, like you're saying, is real important, too. But I don't think it's as important as people make it, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually, you're going to fall in love with who you fall in love with. You know what I mean?
And
you don't know who that person is, bro. And that person might not have been your, what quote-unquote, perception of image, your
preference,
cup of tea, right?
We always go by preference, but sometimes
but you like,
we don't
damn,
get
I
our
can't,
preference. Like, damn.
You like, damn, I can't go a day without texting or calling shorty.
That's your shit.
Yeah, or we gotta talk that's every day point. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Point. Like, it's always like that. I like that type shit. Sometimes you see a super, a 8.5, a 9 chick with a nerdy type dude, and you like, yo, how son got her? But that's who she like, bro. She know that nigga ain't going to
you
cheat.
You know what I like?
He playing the game.
it might sound something like on some toxic shit, but it's really not. It's toxic. Sometimes I feel like I'm a therapist to niggas out here. Let me backpedal. I want to be a therapist. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I try to ask guys that I'm into, you know, what is your darkest secret? Like, tell me some shit that you over tell your homeboy. Mm. You know, and it's not easy. It's not. And not to say that like, it gets my rocks off and shit. Like, oh my God, you're fucking weird. Like, you know, it's not like that.
You are intuitive.
It's just, yeah, like, I feel like you're vulnerable. Shit. You're vulnerable at that. I'm a vulnerable ass. I'm a big vulnerable person.
That's you trying to find the bottom of the bottom and see how much
dirt bag. Yeah, no. Not it even. Ain't there, my bad. You could, listen. There's dirt bags out there. There's some, you know, I've been saved dirt bags. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
I've been saved dirt bags.
You know, shout out to y'all dirt bags. You know, because some of y'all, the turnaround, oh, baby, she loves you. She loves you. That you know your shit. You did your shit. Damn, how I felt. You ain't going to never do that shit again, you know? But I feel like once you get to that point, you're vulnerable with me. And I feel like I could be open with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, you know, like, oh, you just in the comments, I'm like, wait till that bitch get mad. She's going to throw all that shit in your face. No, because I got shit thrown in my face plenty of times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, nigga, I don't, you know, this is what was supposed to be when you open up to somebody.
Yeah.
The fuck? You know, so I know how it feels. And that shit just hits you like, damn. My kid though.
Nah, alright, so alright. Alright, I ain't going front, right? Sniggers be mad. Sniggers say a lot. Like female nigga, like whatever.
I never said they know.
Everybody.
That's what I said. Dude's gonna be in the comments like, yeah, fuck. When that bitch get mad, there's a whole fucking book she gonna write. Yes, we. And there's men out there too, like that too. Niggas on second edition and shit out here writing. Yeah. So come on,
a lot of people pillow talk.
Yo.
Word. Yo. Like, king size bed pillow talk. We got the whole bed to ourselves. We got
two, three.
Yo,
pillows.
Hold on, man.
Throw pillows.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying I talk about my niggas all day. Yo, if you ever suck me off right, I'm never gonna tell on you, her. I ain't gonna let niggas know you got bad feet. I ain't gonna let niggas know your cheeks ain't really cheeking the way it be cheeking.
And there's some niggas out there posting on IG.
I ain't gonna violate, cause I care about you.
Get word,
Nah, that's a fact. If we ever for real,
if I care about you, I care about you. But now it's on some other shit with the hate. Now don't try to go back and bring hate, cause it might spin back around on you. Just gotta leave it. Leave it. You don't like it, leave it there. Lost and found, baby. You lost, and I don't want to find you no more. That's it. Real shit, because that's what sometimes we be stuck on. We be trying to put some shit aside and come back for. Nah, leave that shit there. That shit did not work for you the first time. You heard? Leave that shit.
I had to learn that late in my age, you know what I mean? I used to try to go back and shit and fuck with exes and shit like that, but that shit is no bueno. That shit is no good, bro. That's a fact. But,
yo, if y'all don't work out as a relationship and y'all can't fix it to be a friendship, leave that shit alone, boy. Yeah. Leave that shit alone.
I don't believe in, I believed in being friends after, you know, y'all break up type shit.
No, it's not best friend. It's just being still able to talk to each other. Well, what you mean?
It depends on the situation and how it ended.
Yeah, it definitely depends on that. Exactly. It depends on that too. I ain't gonna lie.
In my defense,
if you did some crazy shit, nah, you can't come back to the crib. Can't talk.
And it didn't sit well with me.
You got that toxic one that's just trying to chill with moms to see you come in the crib and see you. Like, nah, you gotta go, bro.
I got like maybe four of those. You feel me?
Why?
They be IGing, Facebooking, but that's it. And it don't be no real bum rush to the spot. I mean, it used to fake be bum rushes to the spot, but you know what I mean? Shit cool. Shit's out of
town. I could still be like you said,
cordial.
You know what I mean? Cordial talking and stuff like that. But as far as, you know what I mean, you talking about, yo, let me pull up and chill.
Mom talking about, come over. I miss you. And your bitch down.
That go crazy. Because
you know both y'all going to move on regardless. You know what I'm saying? At one point. And
right.
Shit just could get critical.
The booby might pull up.
Yeah, that shit is trash.
Thinking you just bust that. You got to keep it safe, man.
I used to get real vulnerable with, like, my relationships, you know what I mean? But
I feel like I haven't been vulnerable in a while.
I slowed down on it. That's what I was going to say, too.
And so I kind of like put myself in this shuttle type of shit, like the shield type of shit, like, all right, you know. But lately, I've been putting up my vulnerability, and I like it.
I like it. Nah, I got it.
I like it. I do.
Protect your peace.
I'm more girly when I'm vulnerable. And I could have, you know, it's just a defense mechanism, most likely. You know, for me,
I feel like you're on defense all the time.
Yeah, so,
That's real. That's why I kind of did it before. But now, like, that I've been going to therapy and shit, I found, like, better ways to communicate. So it's not just being vulnerable, it's like telling you like what it is at this present moment.
And my communication is real good when I'm like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, what if you allow me to speak my mind, allow me to, cause I could say some wild shit and like elaborate on it, or just be like trying to dive in deeper with it, like, yeah. Yo, why you like this type shit and still fuck with me?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I'm yours.
But before the camera came on, right?
No.
Right? Chun was like, yo, if you had like a super bad performance in the bed, right? Like your joint didn't get hard this time or whatever.
Super noodle.
Is. You know what I mean? It happens, right? It happens, right?
Yo, super noodle is
and
mad
she was like,
funny.
You know, Shorty still fucking with you. And me and Swift was like, yeah, that's a real one, you know what I'm saying? Da da da. Then I made a joke where, yo, Shorty get paralyzed, the son is out. You know what I'm saying?
Pew! Oh, baby, pew! So, you come, pew!
I was trying to relate it to
but some, no, there's some guy was like, but the majority. Let's go.
He's in my pocket. But I've been in the house all day except for work. But, so I'm like, I'm relating it to a situation I had, right? I recently was with, you know, the person that I talked to, right? And I didn't have the best performance, right? But when we left each other, it was like a text, and it was like, yo, you should have been skipping after you got yours off, right? And I'm like, damn, yours off? Why you worried so, like that?
Dip, dip, say, say. Dip, dip, say,
say. Trash today, nigga. Right? So I'm like, oh, I feel you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at that take, you know what I mean? You owe me.
Oh, my gosh.
You owe me, too.
I can't with you.
I got you. Like, I don't know what else to say, but it goes
gang like that.
It was you cool. It was like cool. That, you know what I'm saying? Gang. But no. Oh, but you know what I mean?
I feel like with females,
I just thought it related with that what she said. You know what I mean? Because she a real one. You know what I mean? You
still I feel like females that like stick with niggas like because it's not gonna be every time it's on noodle. You know, it's not gonna be. But we appreciate y'all appreciate the ones
it wasn't
that like
on noodle, y'all. It was right. Just like a bad performance.
I mean, we could say the same
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes you gotta eat better.
Yeah, but we could say the same thing and say, you know, do that mouth work. You know what I'm saying? Like at this point, what's up?
You know what I'm saying?
What
some,
do?
Some joints.
You know what I'm saying? Like and listen, you be the ooh. But some, you know, female about to be Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder. Like, build a dick. You know what I'm saying? They like to, you know, meditate to the shit. Talk to the shit. Like, is it because I'm new? You know, it's because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you scared.
Yo, is it
because I'm saying?
Yo, that should be funny as hell.
We
get,
love that shit.
When
I'm like,
you get comfortable
sorry.
With your partner and it's like shit. That. Like, that and they doing weird shit, but it's like, it's likable, like, oh, shit. Like, look at her.
That shit is cute. Like, I'm telling you, that shit is, and then you see that shit just, that shit just build up in your heart. Like, that shit is memorable.
We potting today, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Memorable. So, please, we do appreciate the noodle. All right? I promise you.
Yo, you gotta love JoJo, right? You got
it built in your all go crazy.
We love that shit. We adore it. You know why? Because it's like, you show that side to us. Like, that's your manhood. Yeah. And you just see him like, oh, my God.
That's why I be tight, Spliff. I be
that
hot
be cute.
When my son be like, yo,
I can't
pull up to the pod today. I be like, snigger tune, bro. We need the energy, bro. Not in that way, because me and Spliff be killing it. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do.
Yeah,
but
no, seriously. All jokes aside, I feel like if a female, you know, go through it with a guy, he's down. Like, you locked in. Like, you shorty, you wifey, you all of that.
Yeah, that shit.
But happens. I feel like if it's the other way around, would a guy stay with the female?
Come on.
Nigga right. Might stay with the female. He just going to get something somewhere else at that time.
Well, I can't get that's something else somewhere else. The fuck?
I'm just saying.
Like, what about stink feet?
Nah, that's not no.
Like, she pull up, she got the stink feet, but she love you, she care about you, she do shit for you.
Yeah, take a rag.
Yeah, wash your shit.
Take a rag.
You know, I ain't gonna
help
but
you.
But if you got, like,
I'm that type of female,
yeah, if you got
I would clean it for you because I know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I know what I'm getting myself into type shit. Like, yeah. I'll come in the shower with you. Shoot.
I thought
wipe down. That's it. Everything.
I can't even look into the camera for real. But
don't look into the camera, nigga.
No. I'm talking about because I'm... Someone might be looking and watching this while I'm saying this about her feet, but them shits was.
That's your fault.
No, not my fault. I walked into someone. Wait. Hold on, June.
You never saw her when the sun was up?
It wasn't my spouse.
It was nighttime, nigga.
It wasn't my person I was putting my ting in. No, it was somebody else's. It was someone else's lady.
So how you got to the feet? How we?
No, I'm saying I was in the crib chilling with the homie, and his right, girl's Tito. Feet was booming.
Oh, I see.
I'm not saying what I'm talking about.
Aim at the shit, like.
Oh, you just saying?
No.
Eyes couldn't come off the foot.
Me can't look at the right now because I'm talking about someone else's feet. That
she
I have.
Knows you, nigga. Because at this point, you probably.
Nah, I'm just
you
saying.
Obvious as fuck in the house, like an owl, nigga. Like, oh shit.
Nah, I'm just saying, like.
This bitch feet ugly.
I've been
with somebody with ugly feet. It's just, you know.
Ugly feet is ugly feet. Stink feet.
Oh.
Like,
you probably got a body. You probably got a. Listen, let me tell you.
You put your sneakers down and your sneakers is booming.
Fungus.
Boy, how your feet booming too? Yo, boy. No one should be out here with
anybody
sneakers and no socks and your feet stink. And you got that stink just staying in the soles
because
now. Your shit is stunk on you.
Not at the age we at. You shouldn't be neglecting like hygiene.
There's people like
but if you have like athlete's foot or something and you just don't know that, like you should.
Here I go be an understanding person again.
Yeah, you should just get to know. Because I had bad athlete's foot like in my early 20s and that shit was like, yo, what the fuck?
Let me ask you a question.
Right? He's applying the powder. Niggas ain't applying powder right now. It's bad work.
Let me ask you a question. So, shorty.
I don't know what happened. I came in the crib one week and then I left. I ain't come back until like another week when I knew she was gone already. Came back and I was like, damn, boy, what's wrong with shorty feet?
So, let me ask you a question. So, say that you fucking with shorty, right?
Right.
And her vajayjay is like, oof. How would you tell her?
By me leaving out.
Or did you ever have to tell her?
Oh, fuck.
All right, so let's change the roles of this is your girl.
No, I'm just being. No, my girl box ain't booming. I might be playing around here and there. You know what I'm saying?
This is just to show you that you
but, was like about to. Going up, but look, I'm asking y'all a question. What would you do?
If it's all right.
If it's your girl.
If it's your girl, we
right.
You gotta tell her.
Would you tell her?
Yo, your joint is kicking right now. Bruce Lee.
You would tell her like that.
Your services are no longer needed. What the fuck?
I'm just talking mad shit right now. You fuck bitches with brown paper bags over their head.
No, I don't.
So we ignored this shit from the beginning. Like,
not all of them is dogs though. Some of them
in a relationship now, and I just ignored this shit. Now we gotta have this. Nah, I'm telling you off rip. The first time we do something, if we just friends and we decide to do something. And we looking to be
stink
in a relationship,
box.
And your shit stinking.
Like we talking about like semi tardy, or we talking about trash juice?
Stink off the rip.
No, I'm trying to think. No. Like, is it like a little tardy, or is it like sewage water?
Nigga, I don't eat pussy. Nigga, I don't fucking know.
That's why I'm trying to figure what you saying.
Work one day and her shit kicking a little.
Let's
bit.
Just say that you know
and
y'all
just want to get.
Is her box? Can niggas smell it through the clothes? That's what we're talking about. Or is it like when she take it out and then you
it could
no,
be both.
In the air? Nah, it's not a new both. One is booming and the other one is partly booming. I can so is it all the way booming or partly? I'm just trying to figure this out.
I think it can be both. One day it is, one day it's not. Whatever you want to take it, right? Okay. And you
all right, damn sewer juice, your service is no longer needed. Partly, I might be on some like, yo, boo, go hit the spot. Nah, fuck 2 weeks in. Walk right out now.
You just gotta have the conversation.
Yo, my nigga, if you put in rag soap and your lather don't come back regular, it's crazy.
All right, now let's get to the other point. What if you use a different soap?
My shit start booming.
No, you could cause that to happen for her pH balance is different. What I'm trying to say is this. I honestly think if you have a real top notch nigga, right, that will be like, yo, this is like either y'all living together, you know her, you know what she buys and all of that shit. You will go out and buy the shit and be like, yo, listen, if I'm there majority of the fucking time, I want it to taste like this. I want to do that. I know when your period about to come. I know when it ended type shit. You have niggas like that. You understand what I'm saying? You have niggas like you. No. Don't know that shit. You feel nigga, me? I'm, so with that being said.
That's why I said partly. Know your bitch. You understand if your shit partly of it's sewer.
Your bitch, you got to know what you're doing. No, but
I'm just saying. Regardless of anything, you just got to have the conversation. Assassination is real.
Right. That's it.
Because you don't want to be the person
don't
that.
Don't have the conversation. Yeah, because you feel so like, damn, I don't want
to. You don't
want
to be the person that don't say nothing and she just goes on with her life and then runs into the rawest nigga ever. And he's like, yo, listen, mama. Smell that right there. That's you. You don't want that. You might want to be the one that be like, yo, let's sit down and talk for a minute before this happens. She gonna be like, what happened?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's the most honest thing you could do.
No, that's what I'm saying. What kind of level we talking about?
Any fucking level.
No, it's not it. Any it's other level. Nah,
I'm just hearing it
as you with a girl in a room. It don't matter what level y'all at. First time.
Yeah, you smell it.
No, I'm not saying how long we've been together. I'm saying how strong is this odor.
Whatever to your... If you don't matter, you don't smell it. You trying to say...
Sometimes...
You like...
No, I'm saying how strong the boom is.
I know what he's saying.
You're trying to attack. No, I'm saying... Is this thing that we're talking about some shit that get fixed with a shower? Are you talking about some shit?
Oh, you're like an like, STI, STD type bam. Shit. Nigga, just say the fucking shit.
That's what I'm trying to say. No, because I'm trying to say, like, all right, if it's something where this you can take a shower.
And this is what I like.
Yo, cut it out.
You know what? Okay, all right. Even if she had an STI or STD, correct?
No.
How would you go approach her?
Wait, I'm saying, right? This is what I'm saying.
I really want to say I don't care what you're saying. No, go ahead. I got you.
It'll be like that sometimes. So what I'm saying is, if it's something that could get showered up clean, then boom, you can do your thing. But if that shit is just like...
But how would you say it to her? You're not telling me that. All you asking is smells, my nigga.
You having
the now you got the smell. Either right. or either. What
if it's,
would you
if
do?
If it's light, then we talking. If it's not light, I'm leaving. I'm exiting. Like I said, I'm running out.
Nothing, yo. I'm out.
I'm running out.
I'm
how would
yo,
you
bro,
know?
If my nose starts sizzling like skin burning because I smelt the shit, I gotta get out of there. I'm sorry.
Play it safe, my heart.
Through the window.
Because you don't know what you got, and we 30-plus years old, that's on you.
I completely understand that shit. I understand that. That's the out.
I'm just being a dickhead.
I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know what you talking
about. Now I'm talking about STI, STD. We're talking about
just regular. On a regular.
Right, pH balance is off. What would you do?
Yeah.
That's it.
Give her a
you
banana.
Don't want to be motherfucking...
No, I'm just trying, because I know it's niggas watching. Niggas going
to
be like, yo,
it's time to go on a fruit salad, man. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Shit.
Water.
Eat some
yogurt.
Some
kale.
Yo, y'all niggas is sick.
Yo, I can't, man.
Yo, man. Yo, shout out to everybody that's been out there, you know what I mean? Liking, commenting, subscribing, and all that. You know what I mean? I just want to say that. Happy Women's History Month. That's what they call it?
Yes.
I was just going to say Women's Month.
Women's Month.
Women's History Month, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the powerful women out there, man. That's a fact, man. Shout out to moms. Shout out to grandmoms. Rest in peace.
Well,
Shout out to everybody though, man. Shout out to Choon Choon right here. Y'all saw my little post. I posted all the females that I worked with and shit. Shout out to them. But what's good, man? What we gonna get into, man? Let's touch some topics on.
You know what I like? I was telling stuff about it. The Cardi B when she came out with her song. Like what? Mm-hmm. And then everybody was like, this bitch got mad fucking writers on her shit. You know? But Cardi B always been that person she always wanna put people on. So with that, with your name associated with her, it's like, oh shit, yo, let me hit up this person because he did this, did he wrote this, he wrote that. You understand what I'm saying? So it kind of makes sense, you know, it kind of just makes it more better to understand her logic to shit. And people just be fucking this.
And it's crazy that we had that conversation at the end of the other pod, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
And then she dropped some shit in the studio on IG or something like that.
Yeah, her upcoming song. Like, come on, man. She know what she's doing. I like her. I like how she moved. Me too,
man. I just want to hear her come back out and
yeah, have, and she is. And have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun. Have an impact like you always do. You know what I'm saying?
She, two things that she like, money and
But what you saying, I don't mind. all right, boom. Let's keep it like this. Because sometimes you do got a mind that maybe if you trying to portray this person as the GOAT, damn, he got mad people writing for him.
But she has in music, she wrote some of her songs too.
I'm just talking in general now, right, music, right, right? But in music, generally, there's always a bunch of hands in the kitchen. Bunch of chefs in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? So I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. But when if I hear that Eminem wrote 8 bars on Moment of Clarity for Hov, bro, I'm gonna be tight.
Okay.
I'm gonna be mad at that, you know what I'm saying?
So, but you expect certain people to be like
Dr. Dre, right. Jay-Z wrote a lot of his shit. I don't mind it. It sounds clean, it sounds good, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Snoop wrote a lot of his shit. It's cool. But if I hear that somebody writing Fab shit, I'm gonna be tight.
Why?
F-A-B.
Because I hold him to a different standard, like lyrically wise and shit like that. But I guess that's just the way that I see it. You know what I mean? You mind people writing for people?
Like how you said, depends on who it is. But like the way how with the Cardi shit, right? Like a lot of people was already hating on Cardi from Drunk. You don't write your shit.
Right.
So for her to put them people out there, helping them. You feel me? Because you feel me? A lot of artists try to hide the real people's names and shit like that.
Yeah,
Drake and Quentin Miller.
You feel me? So
right.
It's just dope. You know what I mean? Call to give niggas love and all that.
Yeah, I like it.
It's real shit.
I honestly do like it.
And it shows the performance. You feel me? Like, these niggas is making hit songs for you and you making them hit songs. Like, real bangers and shit, so...
You getting something from it. And then on top of that, you get an opportunity to work with somebody that really...
You could be nice
that
with...
That could see your work. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you could be nice with that. The pen game all day.
Right, yeah.
But that don't mean that you could perform it.
Exactly. So that's why you have writers like, yo, I'd rather you do it, because I could see my vision.
Man,
like,
I'm not going on tour every year. I'm in the crib.
Who? Money Long,
Money Bag Yo?
No.
The female.
I feel like,
she just spit on Hot 97 over 21 questions.
Yeah, she writes
Moe Lee or something
most of these songs out here,
she was fire.
She wrote for it. She so it's like some songs, I can't see her singing it. I can see somebody else doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but she got her own, you know, swag.
Like, I could guarantee you that song, what's this girl named? The little pop singer, Maggie Sway. I could guarantee you she ain't write that shit. And if she did, kudos to you. All props, you know what I'm saying? But there had to be some cooks in that kitchen. Like, yo, listen, this is about to go worldwide. We about to go crazy on this. Because I never heard of her. I always heard the song.
Dance that kind of like...
The dance is fire, too. She go crazy with it. She like a baby Shakira.
Baby Shakira's mad funny.
Let's stay on music. Yeah, and you heard the Meek Project.
Yeah.
You heard the Meek Project? It's only like 5 songs.
5 songs? Okay.
Yeah. It's called what is it called?
I ain't gonna lie. I just knew
it's
it was
like
Meek
it's
I
one
didn't
of
know
those,
the name
damn.
Of it. Shout the ransom for
it was fire though.
Lush what's that shit called? Lavish Misery?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Lavish Misery, the new ransom and Harry Fraud.
Yeah.
Fire.
That shit fire. I only heard a couple tracks, but that shit fire.
Yeah, I heard the whole shit. That
Heathenism.
Heathenism.
That's a Meek's project.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy. You know what I mean? His shit at the top of the charts right now, but all this other shit that's been going on with him, you know what I'm saying? But the project is dope. It's only 5 tracks, you know, like an EP, you know what I'm saying? So, right. I think it's dope. You like this?
It's like 7.58 for me. It's cool. Funny. A couple of them songs had like, it was in his old bag, couple of them shit, then like new shit, he's testing shit, wasn't...
I feel like that's for play.
He still got it though as a rapper though, bro.
It was one song I really didn't like. I wish I remember the name of the song. It's like one song, just like, why? Like, it sounded like Meek without the hypeness. Like, you feel me? Like, niggas just stole some of his power. Like, that ass, bro. Cause I'm listening to shit. I'm like, yo, this shit would have been fire 5 months ago. Like, hey, joint. Like, yeah, like, and I'm like, why it sound like it's something missing out this shit? Like, yeah. This shit is just Meek with no juice. It's just one song, though. I don't want niggas thinking the whole out. That shit fire, but it's one song. I'm like, this shit missing something,
4 out of 5 still kills your percentage, though. That is like an 88%.
That's not, but I still fuck with it.
It's cool, though. Nah, yeah, I fuck with it.
Especially with, like, a amount of work he did before. Like, it's like, all right, you still doing shit.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all watch that little 9-minute video that J. Cole put out on YouTube?
Mm-mm.
No.
He had like a little freestyle on that
I've seen
too.
It, but I didn't
You ain't see the freestyle?
No.
I tagged you in it. I love that freestyle, bro.
Did I see it then?
Yeah.
I probably seen it and didn't know it was what it was. If it was 9 minutes, I did not see the 9 minutes of
he
that
He was
shit.
Like, whole click getting dragged, you a mouse pad.
Mm.
I'm the one the niggas fear on a low ski.
Oh my God.
I remember that line.
Niggas.
Because I was like, niggas said low ski?
Fear on a low ski. Niggas think that we on the same tier, but they grossly mistaken.
Yeah. That's getting facts.
But the hardest ball that I remember was when he said, I dare niggas reach for this trophy. I remember who was there vividly. And that's like how he ended it, and the beat faded out, and then he came back on rapping. That shit gave me chills. I'm like, yo, ain't nobody touching the trophy when we get it. You know what I'm saying? Except, you know what I mean? Chewing, split, call.
You
know
the champions you are.
That, you know what I mean? But that shit was fire. He should be coming out with the project, The Fall Off. So we're going to see what's up with that.
I think Metro Ball is coming out.
Who?
It is Men in Black 4. Men in Black 4.
Bad Boys
for
damn.
Oh, I said Bad Boys. Like, not right now. I ain't gonna front, man. Shout to Geechee and Caution, because I said Geechee and Caution. Gwitty versus Caution for RBE, because niggas said Caution looked like the little niggas from Men in Black, no bug shit.
Oh, no.
He was trying to wild out. Damn. Niggas said she got a braided Caesar.
That's a
that nigga was heated.
Shot. Yeah.
Don't step in the ring if you can't.
Fuck around and find more little niggas like that.
Don't get toasted.
And that Kanye and damn, what's this nigga's name?
Oh wait, Kanye French and how you call it? Where they at shit? That shit fire. But
Vultures?
Son of Vultures?
Yeah, what's this dude's name?
What, Vultures 4 or 2, whatever the shit?
Who he did the album with? What's his name?
Fabio?
No, the dude with the locks, but he got the like the yellow in his locks. Damn, I'm going to be tight when I say his name, because y'all going to be like, oh, you wild and notch. But that album is tough, too. Ty Dolla Sign. Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Tough right there. Tough tune. They found
It came out already?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's for Vultures, too.
I knew
North Song is on there. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. What happened? You put the...
No, I did it for over there. I ain't trying to do that. I went like this. I just tried to say
he said,
to
I want some shine.
I wasn't old.
The two nets be filling. I got my retwist there.
Yo, the retwist.
They found Jam Master Jay's Killers.
Yeah. Oh. Yo, so look, right? Wow. And then maybe we could dive into the other shit, because I've seen the 2 episodes. Right? Niggas trying to say that...
Be enough
Yeah, they trying to say Jam Master was being muffin on for the trying on.
They saying that it was a childhood friend that he grew up with and his stepson that killed him.
Yeah, that's
the
dirty work.
The guy that found the body? No,
no.
I don't know.
Nah,
maybe.
Found the body, but
is this actually
real? Jam Master J.
They found the killer.
In the Bronx or something like that?
No, Queens.
Queens. Sorry, damn.
Nah, yo, how'd you do it?
Don't remember a lot of bodies getting chopped up. Damn, fucked up.
Jam Master J died in like 2004, 2005, some shit like that. He's
I think
DJ
it was like 7 or 8, but it might have been 5
early
before.
2000s. They just found out, they just caught the killers. They say that it was one of his childhood friends and his stepson or godson. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Shit is crazy. Rest in peace to Jam Master J.
Big facts. He did a lot for the hip-hop community in Queens and New York City and all that. Big facts.
Rest in peace to the creator of Dragon Ball Z.
Scene.
I wasn't a big Dragon Ball Z fan. That. My brother was. He always watched the show, so I had to watch it because we grew up in a one-bedroom, three of us.
Right.
So it was his time to shine on the remote. So because I was sports, he was cartoons and shit.
Okay.
So he used to watch that shit all the time, and I used to be like, yeah, it's cool.
Wait, this nigga that draw or the nigga that dance?
He's the nigga that created the whole shit.
No, I'm talking about
his
bro.
Oh, the one that draw.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my snigga, you heard? Gang.
When you look at his, when you
shout
out
to my other snigga, too. He be in the...
Yeah, he was here. He just left today to Philly, my youngest brother.
Get the boy.
I got him, Dolly Tyson and La Diva. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you hear it. They did a track together.
Mm-hmm.
It sound like some shit that could go viral on TikTok.
Dolly and La Diva? Dolly and La Diva?
So my brother danced, so I gave him a song. He gonna try to come up with a little two-step.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's fire.
I got them in the studio together. They did two songs together. I'm gonna let you listen to that. Shit is gonna be
shout out to La Diva and Big Tyson. You know? I was about to say, but I said, hold on, Big Tyson. You know? Never
but yeah, Dragon Ball Z was Dragon Ball Z is phenomenal. Yeah,
shout out to Vegeta, Gohan, Trunks, Krillin. I will go on Young Chun, them niggas. You feel me?
Mr.
Poe.
Nah, Dragon Ball Z was tough though. Rest in peace to him, man. He died. He
shout out to Bulma.
He was 68.
Yeah, yo, boy. Man.
I'm assuming, you know, I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. I just hope the storyline type shit, you know, just keep flowing, yeah. You know, just don't, you know, but,
Akira Toriyama.
It saddens me.
Imagine if he got any secret episodes.
That's the picture they put right there, because that's the main character and shit. That's hard.
It's like damn, something got taken away from you. You know, you feel
you
so.
You think
like,
he might have some shit stashed though? Might have some fire in the stash. Who's some right here?
He used to do the NFL on ESPN, bro.
Oh, the OG. Okay,
Chris
Mortensen
passed away. Rest in peace to him, man.
I don't be throwing niggas' faces. Them niggas be known by their voice and like, you know what I mean, like. Oh no!
Old Anderson from WWF passed away. He was 81.
Alright, so he was the Four Horsemen nigga that wasn't really that wavy, but he was armed, brother, you feel me? So he was one of them snickers. I ain't gonna front.
That's a fact. Yeah, yo, prayers to Nate Robinson, man. He put it out there that he been looking for a new kidney.
Yo, NBA buy that, man. That nigga was out here doing mad shit for y'all. Yeah,
right? He played like 13 seasons.
NBA throw him some bread.
You gotta find, you know, someone that.
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, you
gotta
kick
me
something.
Like,
yeah,
give him a hug, GoFundMe, man. Send that bread in for my son.
Yo, so what y'all think about this? Mike Tyson and hold on.
I think it's play.
Yeah,
I think it's play.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Mike Tyson,
yeah, thank you. We were it.
Yo, you see Mike Tyson in the gym?
He cooked some before the other old. Yeah, on Tyson. Put that on FanDuel.
I feel like this is play. I feel like, you know, let me just
Jake Paul.
Give him a shine.
It's Mike Tyson. I don't care how old, nigga.
I'm not saying that he can't beat him.
Mike is knocking him out. Nigga, you wildin'.
We'll see.
Listen to me, right?
How is
Jake? So nice. He get busy. He get busy.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this is something that kind of like, it's a play for it.
So I'm just saying, like,
But at the same time, he's gonna get serious in the gym. Like, he's gonna get serious.
Yeah, he gonna hit him a couple times to make him feel that.
But
shit.
But I just feel like, you know.
But I think Jake Paul gonna win, bro, because
he gonna make him win. Like, oh, hit me.
Mike gonna hit him with a gunshot.
He's a younger fighter, progressing in his career. Mike, what's Mike Tyson gonna do if he win?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what we talking about, Smith?
Mike Tyson.
After he fight, he gonna go home and smoke a blunt.
My son still gotta do the paw. He's knocking son out. You bugging.
I'm not mad if he bugging.
I got Mike punching him in the stomach.
I'm gonna put money on Jake Paul.
Either way, if he doesn't win,
Mike Tyson, bro. Mike Tyson, I don't care how old this nigga is.
Nah, he
could be 95. Mike Tyson, nigga.
When is that?
That's
June, if I'm not mistaken. I
gotta put that in my calendar. July 20th. And it's streaming live on Netflix.
On Netflix, niggas is wild.
I can make that as a game night.
Yeah.
Netflix is like what, $25 now?
It's
free, nigga. Everybody got Netflix.
Watch that shit.
If, going to somebody's crib, nigga.
If you got,
that's how some places play. You know, Netflix. You could have put on another house, but whatever.
You ain't got T-Mobile, like you paying for that shit.
I like it. I'm there for the entertainment.
That for free, Netflix.
Duh.
I should download it, right?
Yeah, you wildin'. Watch that fight.
Did you ever have chip on your shoulder? Because everything was LA, New York. We always talk about that with the Midwest, man. But you got to understand, my era of music was the toughest era in hip hop ever. When I put out songs, I had to go against DMX, Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, Loda.
This is facts.
This is facts. Yeah.
And my son had hit songs.
Big ass steps to get there.
So from 99 to like
did that dirty. Finale. Let them know, dirty.
It's the hardest era ever. What
y'all think about that?
That's a fact. That's a fact. That lot right there.
And
is
for
crazy.
somebody that went diamond, because he went 10 times.
Yeah,
diamond,
that's a fact.
You know it was a tough era.
Yeah.
Because and you coming from the Midwest, niggas wasn't really jacking that at first. Like, St. Louis. Who the fuck is famous St. Louis that rap?
Yo, Nelly, we appreciate you, her. If it wasn't for you, it'd be no sexy right, you heard? Just saying.
He put a little.
Just saying. It's facts. Come on.
Check your dress.
See, that's different. That's fucking different. Y'all disrespectful piece of shit. No, that's two different shits, my nigga. Two different shits, my nigga.
It wouldn't be no Murphy Lee.
I'm just saying. Murphy Lee was wilder, too.
He was nice.
He was wilder.
But,
What's up with them niggas? Like, him and Santana had, like, the same career. Niggas was mad nice. And then just... Yeah, album and then after that,
they was all in that Banks, Fab, Jewels. Murphy Lee was
Banks and Fab thing. Murphy Lee was a part of that.
Don't, but they was just
can't even chop that nigga off at that one.
Red Cafe,
two, three couple years. Them nigga Murphy Lee and them niggas was dead.
It's Murphy Lee and
yeah, he was like, nice though.
Competition was back then when it comes to music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was playful for them, but at the same time, it was like, yo, I want to be known. I want to be seen. You know, the same thing with the, you know, Ja Rule and 50 Cent. Like,
it was 3-2.
Ja Rule was hitting, running, boom. Who the fuck is this?
Saint Lunatics was on some outside.
You know, so it's like, yo, and then he put his own twist on it, like his own 50, like that's, you know, Queens, you feel me?
Yeah.
And he ran with it.
Because even though, like, Nelly were like, well, down, baby.
Yeah, like,
it sounds like a, you know, a nursery rhyme. If you listen to the lyrics, he's talking about drive bys and shit on there. Like,
he had the only song that sound like
moving
that.
Moving packs.
But he have hits to where today you could play it.
Grills, come on, still fire.
Yes.
No matter what I do,
you get that fresh grill and just throw that on.
Air Forces, like, come on.
Come on, Kelly Rowland and that.
I had my joints on.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so I respect that he acknowledged that, yo, he had to put in work.
Shake it out,
and not like, you know, be like, yeah.
That sweatsuit album was hard.
Hold on. Nelly kept Tip Drill. I mean, Nelly kept BET Uncut alive for mad long with Tip Drill. Swear to God. Nah, for real. Tip Drill was playing for for mad long.
It was.
After like 1-2 in the morning for BT. Keeping that shit alive.
You got niggas out, you know?
Like, Nelly fire. Nelly fire, though.
Yeah, I respect that. Yeah. I respect that.
And you heard what they said at the end at Jay-Z bar.
Yeah.
The only niggas moving units and Pimp Juice and us. Pimp Juice is Nelly.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Super fact.
Yo, y'all see what's going on with Ryan Garcia?
Ryan Garcia? Oh, he...
The boxer?
What his pop said? Didn't his pop say some wild shit?
He been saying some wild shit. He said that they abducted him.
Really?
He's saying that they abducted him and they took him to, what's that shit called?
Area 51.
No, what? The other one.
I think I seen that.
I don't give a fuck. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
So he's saying that they took him to Bohemian Grove and they watched him rape kids and all that shit. And then this one right there.
What?
And then he's saying that he got images of aliens and shit that he ready to put out and all this shit. Son been tripping, bro. I ain't gonna lie. He's like, and when you watch, I'll show you when we done.
Ryan,
you
know what Garcia? Saying?
Yeah, you watch the dude.
Yeah, he going. Yeah, no,
when
he
you
gone.
Watch the videos of him, you see his eyes is flushed. He look like he going through something right now, bro. And shit is getting crazy with him, bro.
That nigga's on a new drug, you heard?
Yeah, he out of it right now. My boy said he had photos of aliens and shit like that. He ready to go.
He's bugging. He's about to be gone in a few joints. Said, he's about to disappear.
The biggest heartbreak will be when I die in front of the world. They will try to make me an example of me. If they kill me, it wasn't me. Are the people going to get behind me or let them kill me? That's the real question. Let Ryan die or help me. He wilding right now.
Yo, nah, my son is goofy.
Prayers to you, my boy, you know what I mean? Hold your head up, you know what I mean? What we doing?
Niggas is wilding, B.
The police putting out posters like Call of Duty games and shit.
To recruit people. That's what it look like.
Nigga said,
oh my God.
Peoria Police Department, stop playing games and answer the call of duty.
Yo, y'all
true, I got a funny
one. Like false advertisement.
I got a funnier one for you. Hold on, where is that? I'm getting it right now. I bet you I would get it right now. This shit is extra funny, bro. The NYPD Dance team.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What we doing? Hey, drop it low. Shake it.
Yo, hold on.
Is that men?
Do they got men on the team?
Yeah.
I just see females, but they look kind of like men. Excuse me. Oh, we about to get out of here soon, man. What else y'all got to get
to? Yo, the dent. Yo. Shout out to LS. She's the newest member of Zip 'Em Up with K-Shine and them. You feel me? Shout out to LS. Angry Fan, a.k.a. Caps, got a smack by Debo at an event in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Black Diamond Battle League. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Shout out to them. I heard they had a lot of good battles and all that, but a lot of people stuck on Debo smacking Caps and all that. So yeah, this battle rap shit be crazy, but off to the next one. You heard? Appreciate all y'all and subscribe and check everything going on. You feel me?
That's okay. Yeah, how about you, Chuchu? What you got to give to the people?
Respect the noodle.
Yo.
No, cherish it.
I guess that's the title, man. Fuck it.
I promise.
Respect the noodle. Yeah.
I promise he will love you.
That's it. For the noodle lovers.
Yo, make sure y'all check out everything we got going, man. I got a couple things coming this month, man. We're going to do a couple nice different projects. Me and Spliff about to start recording for Breaking Buds.
Yeah, shout out to everyone because Breaking Buds is lit. It's fire. You feel me? Tune in.
It's anticipated.
See what's going on.
I can't
you feel me?
Trying to get a nice intro episode, but
it's the upgrade. Fun. You feel
Yo,
me?
Yo, I'm gonna say something, right? I know this is the end of the pod, right?
Wow.
I don't fuck with people, right?
Oh my God.
Let it out, son.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it
Speak
out.
Speak to
right?
him, B. We parred in this year.
They hit mm-hmm. you up mm-hmm. and don't mm-hmm. respond to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you respond like, boom, oh, yeah, like this,
that
right?
Shit, that shit hit different.
But they hit you up to be like, yo, but I hit you up.
Oh, no, no,
you know,
no.
No, 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 no. You hit me up, and I respond, and you hit me up for whatever you're going to say. I'm going to leave it at that, right? I'm going to just leave it at that, and I'm going to show you what I'm talking about when we're done.
Yo, so if you feel like you want to get your shit right, get your brand together and all that, you know what I mean? You come out here and you get one of these good old packages G's got set up and all that. You feel what I'm saying? And if you need other services, you can holler at me and Chun Chun, because, you know, Chun Chun out here showing niggas how to do art and all that type shit, saving people, fixing relationships, and a couple of other things. I don't know what to put all her shit out there.
I'm going to get a spot.
Maybe tarot cards and all that. I'm just playing, but
I'm going to get a spot.
Highlight your boy, you feel me?
I'm going to get a spot on Peer Space so we can shoot an episode, so we can do what we said, do a live.
Yo, hit me up for photo shoots and shit like that, you feel me?
Highlight us,
you feel me? Gang, gang.
We do a lot of shit over here, man. That's a fact.
If I'm not around, G's around. G's ain't around, I'm around. You feel what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on.
All the time, man. But shout out to everybody out there, man. If you got to this point in the video, make sure you leave a like and a comment and subscribe. And we be back at y'all real soon, man. So for Split, for Chun Chun, we can hit me. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here.